Art is such an important part of our local community, and we're fortunate in our area to have so many amazing artists creating so many different forms of art. This is Lisa Berry, and after a year of limited connection with local artists and their work, several groups are back at it, even if it means checking it out on their front lawn. After being canceled last summer due to the pandemic, the Westside Art Hop is resuming this year, and another group of local artists picked that same weekend to host a pop-up art exhibition in their neighborhood. We are joined now by one of those organizers, Leslie Sobel, and from the Westside Art Hop, Sophie Grier. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Leslie, since your event is relatively new-ish, why don't you begin by telling us what you've got planned?
We've been doing pop-ups, Susan Fechtow and I, with a variety of other artists for a few years, off and on. This one is going to be at Susan's house at 913 Gott Street, and I believe our dates are the same as the Art Hop, June 11th through June 13th. And they're a group of artists doing a real range of work, but oddly enough, we all seem to have done something with fish, which was totally unplanned. It just worked out that way. And there's work that's not fish-themed. I have silk scarves and resin jewelry and the prints and paintings that people probably know me more for. Susan Fechtow has a lot of furniture and a lot of fish. And the other artists involved are Oni Worth, Diane Dews, who does these amazing tiny, tiny assemblages in things like Altoids boxes, Lisa Singer, Sam Fechtow Brown, who is Susan's son, young artist who's been doing graffiti-based work for years. We also have Sue Schneider, who does mixed media assemblage. And like Susan Fechtow, both of these artists do a lot with broken pottery, including, in Susan Fechtow's case, mosaics on the wall of this house indoors. And also Ron Carnell is the last artist in the group. We'll be both indoors and out. It's a house that has had some amazing mural work done to it as well. And obviously, we're not out of the pandemic yet, so we are asking people, if you're not vaccinated, to mask up, and we'll limit capacity indoors. But a lot of it will be outside, weather being cooperative, we hope.
And Sophie, the Westside Art Hop, is this the ninth year, as I understand that?
Yeah, I guess it is, because last year didn't count, I think.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen with people having 100th anniversaries. If they're going to be 19, I don't know what's going to happen.
Good point, yeah.
But yes, we're coming up for our 10th anniversary next year, if you ignore the holes in things from last year.
And tell us about the Westside Art Hop.
So Westside Art Hop has, as you say, been going quite a few years now, and it started with just me and a couple of neighbors saying, we should have an art walk, let's just do it. And so then it's grown from then, when there were four homes that were open, to now we've got like 25 or something or more. They're all scattered all across the west side, from Sewell Boulevard all the way to First Street. And we have lots of ceramics this year. That seems to be one of our themes. So we have, if you want to buy something for yourself or somebody, ceramics is just such a nice thing to have. And we have one artist, Lindley Skye, who does ceramics. And then she also has her handmade soaps that she puts in them. And we don't normally have handmade soaps in Art Hop, but because she's putting them in her beautiful dishes, we thought, hey, let's let her in.
Will the Westside Art Hop be inside and outside, or just outside?
It's almost all outside, so it's in neighbors volunteer their garages and their porches and their driveways. So some artists, a few of our artists, have a tent and they can go on a driveway. Otherwise, they're in a garage or a porch. There are usually Gretchen's House Childcare Center on Mount Vernon is usually our biggest venue, and it's still big, but we have about half as many artists inside. So there are like half a dozen, maybe seven artists inside instead of usually 11 or 12, and then two tents on the outside. So that's still a very big venue, big central venue.
And Sophie, you yourself are an artist. Will you be participating?
I will be participating, yes. This is kind of crazy, organizing and trying to get my studio ready as well. So I'm just down the street from Gretchen's house, and I have a studio above my garage, and so I'll be having that open with all the windows all the way down the side open, so it's all going to be bright and breezy, I hope.
And Leslie Sobel, back to you. You are an environmental artist. Is that how you...
Yes.
Tell us what that means.
Well, most of my work is about climate change and the environment, and I do a lot of work partnering with scientists doing field work. So that's my serious work. And for this event, we're kind of doing more of the fun and funky side. So I will have some of that work about climate change and about the high latitudes. I've done residencies camping on a glacier, and I'm heading off to the Arctic Circle in the fall, actually. But our pop-up is really more about kind of smaller, more accessible work. I'll have a few big pieces, but it's more wearable and hang easily on your wall than really big, serious, expensive pieces.
How has it been for both of you as Ann Arbor artists over this past year of the pandemic?
Oh, it's been a weird year.
I can second that, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all can say that. But I mean, as someone who likes to create, and Leslie, you're an environmental artist. As you said, you travel and you visit all these amazing places, and we've all been cooped up inside. Has that made you more creative or made you maybe perhaps a bit more frustrated?
A little of both. I've been doing a lot of proposal writing as well as a lot of time in the studio, and this Arctic Circle residency is happening a year later than it was supposed to. So everything has shifted. And on the one hand, it forces you to be creative to keep working, but it's definitely been a hard year. A lot of things have been canceled. And in the midst of that, I had gone back to school as an older student, finished my MFA in the middle of it. Mm. So that was super strange, particularly trying to mount an MFA exhibition, not here. My university that I attended is not local, and we did manage to have an in-person exhibition, but almost nobody could come see it in person.
How about you, so, Sophie? How's your creativity been flowing?
I find it very difficult because, for me, being creative is about a conversation with people. So I find it a real struggle to make things in lockdown without the social aspect of it. But I've managed to do some. I've also been doing quite a bit of writing as well. So that's another way of being creative. But you won't be able to see that in my studio. You'll have to see paintings and sculptures. Leslie and I have worked together before with environmental work. So I have my sculptural side is kind of the environmental work, and then paintings are more often other things, a lot of abstract paintings and things like that, so colorful ones. And I'm rearranging everything, so hopefully it will all look great.
Well, here we are a year later. We're finally all going to get back together for the most part outside with these two neighborhood events coming up. Let's review one more time. Leslie, tell us about yours, when and where and how that's going to work.
Ours is June 11th through 13th. Ours are Friday, June 11th from 5 to 8, Saturday, June 12th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5. It's at 913 Gott Street in Ann Arbor. There's lots of street parking there. If you look for Art House Pop-Up Sale on Facebook, there's an event, and you can find it on my website as well under news at lesliesobel.com.
And we'll put links to all of this on our website, WEMU.org. And Sophie, round up the Westside Art Hop for us this year.
Yeah, Westside Art Hop is, as I say, it's splashed all over the neighborhood, so that your best bet is to go to our website, westsideartshop.com, where you'll find maps. But failing that, you can always just show up on Liberty Street and look out for signs. We're starting at Liberty and Sewell and work your way down towards 700 Mount Vernon for the big venue at Gretchen's house and carry on down. There'll be maps available. There'll be signs all over the place. And then we're going to have some nice red pennants flying outside the venues. So it should be quite visible. So we're doing Saturday, 12th June, 10 till 5, and Sunday, noon till 5, on it's on June 13th. So we partly overlap, but not entirely overlap. So you get to have an entire weekend of art and see everybody. There should be most information about who's going to be where is on the website, westsideart.com.
And again, we'll link that with this interview on our website, WEMU.org. Community art, we're so excited. Thanks so much to both of you for sharing this information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa, for helping us get the word out.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. That was great.